This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. It makes sense that the first mobilization of corona vaccines started, first of all, with healthcare workers, but also in senior living facilities for residents and staff. But getting those shots where they need to go, in facilities that have been dealing with outbreaks and equipment shortages and labor challenges, is going to be a challenge. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst has that one.
Michael Hicks is the CEO of Sundale Nursing Home in West Virginia, about 80 miles south of Pittsburgh. He remembers getting a call on March 22nd.
We had the first case of community spread coronavirus in West Virginia. That was a devastating time for us.
He says they've had 94 cases and 5 deaths since then. Hicks had to find gowns, gloves, and masks, but couldn't get everything he needed from his usual medical supplier.
A lot of the N95 masks have been coming from the National Guard, so they've been a tremendous support for facilities in West Virginia.
A recent study by the U.S. Public Interest Research Group found nursing homes across the country have struggled to find enough PPE, and that shortages actually worsened by fall. About two-thirds of nursing homes are currently operating at a loss, according to the National Center for Assisted Living, a trade group. Executive Director Scott Tittle says staffing has been the top COVID-related cost for the battered industry.
If you can imagine just the sheer stress, the long hours, you know, the intensity level of what our frontline staff, really heroes, have gone through over the last 9 or so months, it's just incredible. And so we know that labor will be a significant challenge in the future.
The vaccine could be a ray of hope. Lisa Gaudette is a vice president of business development and marketing for Berkshire Healthcare Systems in Massachusetts.
It's like Christmas morning to a certain extent. There is a tremendous amount of relief, excitement.
Vaccinations will start soon at Berkshire's network of 20 facilities. 55 residents died after outbreaks at 2 of its nursing homes.
We are, you know, at the beginning of the end of what has been a nightmarish experience.
The vaccine will be given to residents and staff by workers from pharmacy chains like CVS. But Dr. Michael Barnett from the Harvard School of Public Health says one major issue is,
how can you get consent for a vaccine from nursing home residents who aren't able to really offer informed consent on their own because they have dementia or they have some kind of cognitive impairment that prevents them from doing that?
That's something Sundale in West Virginia has already experienced. Here's CEO Michael Hicks again.
With the Pfizer vaccine, once you've taken it out of the ultra cold storage, it has to be used within 5 days. So it was shipped into West Virginia last Monday. Those vaccines had to be used on Friday.
Except Sundale wasn't able to get consent in time for about a dozen of their residents, so they missed the window for that shipment. Ultimately, Hicks says he scrambled and was able to find doses at another pharmacy and get most of the remaining residents vaccinated, except 2 who flat out refused. And that is another hurdle in the vaccination effort: residents and some staff who don't want to get vaccinated. Michael Barnett from Harvard again.
Nursing home workers tend to be disproportionately minorities, and they are in a group that has a high rate of concern about the vaccine.
Experts say the history of abuse between the medical establishment and Black and Latinx communities will be a challenge for public health officials. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has said employers can bar unvaccinated employees from the workplace. Hicks says he's not worried about having to do that. Gaudette at Berkshire says for now, they are working with their staff who have hesitations.
There's a certain percentage that I think they're just not comfortable. They're skeptical.
Lana Hoover, a retired teacher outside of Fort Worth, Texas, placed her parents in a nursing home in March. She wasn't able to see them in person for 7 months, though by the time her father died in November, she was able to be by his side. She says a lot of the damage done by the pandemic won't be solved by a vaccine.
What I hear from most friends who have parents in a facility or a community like that is they are seeing them all go downhill much more rapidly, as did my parents. And I truly think that's from loneliness. I'm much more concerned about loneliness than I am COVID.
She's still eager to get her mom vaccinated as soon as possible. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.